Tom, what are your thoughts about Bill O'Brien?
Well, I met, you know, Billy in 2007, in the spring of 2007 when he got to our team. So I've known him for, you know, almost 10 years, and I just have a great, you know, admiration for him and what he's accomplished in his career. And he, you know, I got to know him very well when he took over as offensive coordinator. We got to spend a lot of time together, and you know, he just did such a great job for our team, and then got a great opportunity to be a head coach in college, and then to move on to the pro level, and you know, to do what he's done has been pretty remarkable. He's an incredible coach, and I, you know, I know the guys play so hard for him because, you know, he just, as you guys know, you know, Billy is a straight shooter, and you know, sometimes you might not always like what he says, but you know, you respect it because, you know, his goal is, you know, the same thing that yours is, to get the best out of the team. So I really enjoyed my time with him. He's, you know, I consider him a friend, and I'm always wishing him luck, you know, except when he's playing our team. But, you know, that's, you know, we'll always, you know, have those type of friendships. And then, you know, I have other guys down there that I've played with, you know, Mike and Larry, and, you know, what they're doing, coaches, and their second careers has been pretty cool also. George Godsey, I mean, I was real close to Goose when he was here. So, you know, there's some great ties, but, you know, they're on the other side of the field this week. So, you know, we have a job to do, and, you know, we've been pretty focused on it now, you know, going on almost 2 weeks of preparation, and hopefully it all pays off on Saturday night.
Tom, those teapot moments in the meeting room, I think it was Brian Hoyer that first came up with it. What do you remember about that, and some of, you know, Bill's colorful moments that he would have with you guys there that would prompt putting stuff on the teapot?
Yeah, that teapot got pretty full by the end of the year because it was just, you know, Billy simmers, and then he just unleashes. And we had him marked down in the teapot, so it was pretty great. As the season went along, we just filled that teapot up more and more. And I think we tried to give it to him as a gift at one point. I don't know if he still has it. But there was a lot of funny, memorable stories, you know, that teapot kind of, you know, had a lot of really funny moments on it.
Tom, I know I speak for all the ladies and the guys sitting here. We're not used to people referring to Bill O'Brien as Billy. You guys always call him Billy.
Yeah. He's Billy to me. I've called him Billy since I met him. So, yeah, it's always Billy.